What Is In Yun. Nasa trailer din to, guys. But basically, it's like this, they believe that there is this spiritual connection between people na parang kung nagkatagpo na kayo sa past lives nyo, meron din siyang connection in the present. Like, they explain it so beautifully in the film na parang kahit a brush lang of elbows or something like that. A form of relationship, a form of connection will happen. And they believe in this. And I actually also believe in this.
If you would like to look at Inyong as something like fate, Buddhism came in, reincarnation. Maybe in the next lifetime when she learns to open herself up more.
Inyong is as it is. Regardless kung anong relationship mo sa kanya in the past life, or kung kamusta ka nung past life, Inyon is Inyon. It's just connection. Nagkasalamuha kayo before, wapakils kung ano yung interaction nyo, basta nag-interact kayo. At may meaning yung interaction na yun sa buhay mo. And it's up to you na lang to figure it out.
Annyeong!
We know why you're here.
If you're like us,
K-pop obsessed and K-drama addicted,
completely in love with all things Hallyu,
at naghahanap ka ng kausap at karamay,
One to Sarang is here for you.
Subscribe to our weekly conversations on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
And make sure to like our episodes and rate them.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and join our community of Hallyu lovers.
Kapag kasama kami, hindi ka nag-iisa.
Let's all share
the Hallyu love.
1, 2, sarang!
Hey!
Annyeong! This is Trency!
Hi, this is Pia!
Hi, this is Monica! And welcome to another episode of 1, 2, sarang!
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're back!
Ikaw mo mag-heart.
Oh, masirap eh.
Lazada heart.
Lazada heart?
Di ba, mukha kasi siya Lazada heart.
Sabi ng nanay ko nung isang araw, ganito. As in, hindi, ganito.
Yung bilog.
Oo, thumb and ano.
Parang apple yan.
Parang apple nga siya. An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Correct.
Oh, and so does love. Ooh.
Love. Oh gosh. Are we gonna talk about the past?
Anako, parang ikaw lagi ang bida kapag usapang
I know, alam mo, sobrang totoo yan. Like, even on a normal inuman, ba't palagi na lang bumabagsak pa rin sa past ko? Like, come on, guys.
Oh,
aren't you
tired, eh.
Tired of this right now? Like,
correct.
Nope, never.
Hindi kasi ini-indulge mo rin naman.
I know. And I'll probably still do it, like, today because
I love it.
We are talking about the past, and yes, guys, we are going to talk about the film Past Lives.
Yes.
So a few days ago we went to Cinema 76. Hello, Cinema 76. Sila ang nag-distribute nito sa Philippines, so congratulations and thank you for doing that, because we were able to watch the film because of you guys. And we
at
were
nanalo.
Nanalo! Oh nga, may pag-game pa sila. At nanalo ang isang ticket namin. Nanalo nung, what you call that? Yung
parang holograph.
Lenticular.
Na postcard.
Very, very scientific naman nung sa'yo. Ako holographic lang.
Ang guling naman nun. Star Wars. Check out.
Yun yung ginagamit ng mga Gen Z kasi ngayon.
Ah, really?
Correct, correct.
Lenticular yung tawag nila ngayon dun. Wow. Ano shortcut nun ang haba? Lentics?
Anyway, so we watched this film with our friend Sam also. So, apat
Hi,
kami.
Sam.
Hi! But wala ka dito, checka. Anyway, and there was so much to unpack. Like, obviously, Cinema 76, if you guys don't know, it's also a cafe. And they serve drinks. And so, after the film, it was so easy to, like, you know, talk about the film right outside the cinema because there was booze and food. And
yeah, there's an actual space.
Yeah, and this is the kind of film that really needs to be talked about immediately. I don't know. Na-feel yun naman yun, right?
I mean, na-feel natin haba nung usapan natin
after. We couldn't stop talking about it. Yeah. So anyway, this is like an extension of our pag-uusap that night.
Correct.
And maybe may mga uungkat pa tayo ng new thoughts. I mean, I don't know. Ang daming pwedeng kutkutin from this film. So, ayun, because of that, for this episode, we are gonna be talking about the film, whether we liked it or not. We're also going to be asking kung sino ba talaga dapat or sino ba talaga, Hesung or Arthur? Reveal natin kung anong kind of question yan later. And syempre, because past lives nga naman, di ba? Let's talk about our past. So, eto na nga. Magkukwento ako mamaya.
Ayan na. Magpa-press con si Monica.
Correct. Tatanungin lang na ko lang naman or natin sa isa't isa is whether or not we've had similar experiences to the film because, you know, yeah, magigets nyo na. And I'm pretty sure kung pinapakinggan nyo to, ibig sabihin na panood nyo na rin yung pelikula. Mm-hmm. So, magigets nyo naman na very, very relatable tong pelikula na to. Yes. Kaya, for sure, meron at meron tayong similar experiences that we'll be sharing later to you guys. And finally, a fourth question. Secret na lang. Mamaya ako na lang i-reveal, ha?
Oh, wow. Cliffhanger.
Yeah. Parang yung pelikula, di ba?
Correct.
Oh, well, sort of. Anyway. So, about this film. So, Past Lives. This is actually the debut film of Celine Song. Celine Song is a playwright. Mm-hmm. And can you believe it's the first time that she got into filmmaking? And it's freaking brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Playwright lang. She doesn't direct.
Parang she doesn't. Mas writer. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then, so she's the writer and director of this film. We also have three main casts. We have Greta Lee. She played Nora or Nayeong in her Korean name. We have Taeyo Yoo, who played Hesung. And we have John Magaro, who plays Arthur, the white husband.
The white husband.
The white husband.
Guys, kung trailer pa, I mean, hello, trailer pa lang. Kahit sa trailer, reveal na, I'll be that evil American husband who stands in the way of true love. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And my gosh, fun fact lang. I found out na in the interviews, si John Magaro pala, his wife is a Korean.
Oh
my God, diba? So parang yeah, in one of the promo materials kasi parang he was saying, they were being asked kung what made you say yes to this film. Mm. So, syempre yung mga sagot ni Greta Lee, Taeyo, Yoo, etc. Parang yung a big part of it is their Korean culture and pati yung identity of them, romantic. It's a story of the kind of romantic love that they like. Pero si John Magaro, he was like, this was so personal to me because yun nga, yung wife niya nga is Korean, so parang he knows it, he gets it, alam mo yun, the barriers within kind of relationship, it's really present in his life, so parang it was like the perfect film for him to do.
Mm-mm. So, kung so sa Chinese, may Great Wall, sa Korea ba may Great Han? Ganon?
Great Han!
So, ayun, I have a few more tidbits about the film that I found out after watching my YouTube stuff. But later ko na lang sisingit it. Medyo fun siya. So, okay guys, ito ang tanong nga, first question. Did you guys like the film? I'm asking this because surprisingly, so when this film debuted in Sundance last year, everyone was raving about it, right? Mm. Para, oh my God, it's the best film of the year, etc., etc. Plus, it's an A24 pa. If you guys don't know A24, it's kind of famous for like the indie greats. Like, it's as if A24 doesn't churn out good. They always have good films. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun? So para everyone's like, whoa, 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 whoa. But then now that Past Lives is commercially available, and it's even available on video on demand now. You guys can check it out in Google Play and Amazon Prime, etc. Parang biglang suddenly ang daming nagko-comment na, okay lang naman pala tong pelikula, or it's not even that good. May ganun ang lumalabas. Mm. So, kaya ako tinatanong to, did you guys like the film?
Ako ano, I think we already we already talked about it a lot after we saw the film. Ang taas kasi na expectations based on all the trailers, alam mo yun, parang ang ganda kasi talaga ng trailer niya. And it evoked this kind of like feeling that you were expecting when you went in the cinema. And for me, parang hindi na-achieve yung expectation na yun for the film. But parang I feel though na para siyang nagka-twist eh. Alam mo yun? So, it kind of like ushered in a new thought na I appreciate. So, parang for me, it's not the film that I expected, but it became something other than that. And I think yun yung reason why I liked it. Kasi, parang, sure, alam mo yun, parang, iba yung pinakita nila sa atin nga sa trailer. Pero, at least may something new pa rin siyang pinakita when we saw it.
Ako, I liked it. I mean, after watching it, same, I could feel that it was overhyped.
Mm.
It felt like a little bit actually underwhelming afterwards. Mm. But then, it's the kind of film actually na you like. I realized because I've been thinking about it a lot this week.
Mm.
It's the kind of film na mas nagugustuhan mo the farther you are from it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, right after watching it, parang meron akong parang, yun nga, may konting, okay. Gets naman. Mm. Everything was like clear. I like, all the intentions were there and I appreciated it.
Mm.
Pero parang now, like, stepping back, I appreciate it more now than after watching it. Kasi ang dami niyang baon eh. Ang dami niyang mga kailangan mong pag-isipan,
exactly.
Pag-muni-munihan. And yun yung parang, that's the kind of film that I really appreciate na it stays with you.
Mm-mm.
Correct.
Malaki yung impact niya in that way sa akin.
Correct. Actually, ito nga yung mga tipong film na after, kasi ako ito yung tendency ko, pag yung film is that kind of impactful for me, imumonolog ko yan mag-isa habang nagda-drive. Alam mo yun, yung parang everyday, meron akong nare-realize whilst I monologue my thoughts while driving. Na parang ako like, oh my God, I should have taken notes. Kasi ang dami kong biglang parang realizations and then connections to like actual experiences. Alam mo yun? So, parang, yeah, I mean, I feel like that's how it was intended to be, I think. Because it's such a quiet film. Like yung trailer kasi parang big emotion siya eh. Parang lost love. Alam mo yun? Parang kaya nga every time like we see someone, we saw our friend come out of the screening before us. That's automatic. Iiyak ba kami? Iiyak ba kami? Alam mo yun? Pero nung naiyak naman ako nung nanood ako. Pero hindi siya yung iyak na in-expect ko. Yes, nahagulgol. Alam mo yun?
Sweeping emotions.
Emotions. Alam mo yun? Pero yun nga eh parang still waters run deep. Alam mo yun? Ganun yung feel niya talaga.
Parang yung sinabi ni, nung after watching it, that's when Mon pointed out that the director was actually a playwright. Mm. And I was like, okay. Oh, gets na. Very, yung approach niya. It's very theatrical in a way. Like, it reminds me a lot of like Closer.
Yes.
I mean, Closer is different because it's theater made into film, di ba? Pero yung approach kasi ng writing is that, of course, acting is fantastic and everything is laid out.
Mm.
Pero parang ang daming mga moments na you can't take away right after watching it. Mm-mm. Kailangan mo na naman mag-step back tas saka mo siya mas pag-iisipan.
True.
The way theater plays evoke these kinds of emotions.
I think what I really like, yes, I really, really like this film. And unlike you guys, ako parang na-feel ko talaga from the moment that credits were rolling. I was like, I like this film a lot. Like, kahit na yes, I agree the trailer was very grand, pero parang hindi yun yung in-expect mong output. In a way, I kind of knew na okay lang kasi ang in-expect ko lang din naman talaga sa trailer is the himay of the plot that they introduced. Alam mo yun? And that himay can be a lot of many things.
Mm-mm.
And I was very, very satisfied with what they presented.
Yeah.
And I think din kasi because it's a very, very personal film. Like,
yeah.
Did you guys know that Celine Song was inspired by this story because of her personal experience? Well, obvious naman. There was one time she was at the dinner with her husband and her ex-boyfriend. And
what?
Then, yeah. Oh. And then, exactly. And then, like, tawag dito. And then that's where the thought came in. Na parang, ooh, this is a very interesting story about the past and the present together. Like, that's what clicked. And that's why then, I'm assuming, kaya very important nung first scene na yon, yung eksena. Yung, okay, hindi ko pala, sorry, hindi pa natin na-backtrack pala yung kwento. So, the story of past lives. So basically, we have Nora and Hyesung, their childhood sweethearts. So cute in Korea. And then, but when Nora was 12, tama ba? Or joke lang, hindi pala. 12. Her family moved to the States. And then, yun, life group moved on. Pero 12 years later, nag-reconnect sila ni Hyesung and Nora via Facebook and Skype.
Skype.
Yeah, diba? Correct. So, this, ito, mga ano sila, mga early 20s sila. Mm. And a relationship formed, ano yun, an online relationship formed, obviously. They were so close and it was so evident that they were still really good friends and probably wanted more. But the barrier of being so far away from each other really kicked in. Mm. And not to mention because they were such young people pa at the time at ang dami pa na lang gustong i-place in their lives. Mm. It wasn't like an easy decision na to go to each other. Alam mo yun? Like, hindi yung, can you come to New York? Can you come to Seoul? That was out of the question. Mm. So with that, they decided to stop. And then 12 years later, it turns out that Nora got married. But then Hyesung finally is able to go to New York. And so this is like the main, the focal point of the film, really. Like what happens in that meetup. Na technically 24 years later, they finally see each other face to face. Ano tong emotions ito? How do you deal with meeting your first love? Parang ganun. Anyway, where was I? Ah, yeah. So this film is so personal, obviously. And then like, it was just done so beautifully. Like, the levels of scripting is so great because obviously this was about romantic love, pero naka-inject din yung identity, yung cultural identity. Mm-hmm. Tapos, even yung self, how do you call that? Yung identity of the self, I guess. Mm. Kasi parang Nora really also struggled about what she wants as a person, diba? Kasi factor din yon of whether or not she stays in New York or goes to Seoul. Or even yung choosing kung si Hyesung ba or si Arthur. Alam mo yon, parang very, very, very critical nun sa script. Which I found great.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about more about those layers, actually. But gusto ko lang i-inject before I forget. Na super duper duper love ko rin yung technicals on this. Like, the cinematography is freaking fantastic. Cause like, they play a lot of shots na hindi unusual in a way. Like, they like playing with, like, they like focusing on, like, for example, when they first meet in New York. Pansin nyo, normally, diba, it's the grand meetup. Mm. They meet again after 20 years.
Mm-mm.
Pero yung shot, of course, meron naman yung wide shot. Nakita mo silang dalawa, two shot.
Mm-mm.
Pero meron sila yung nakababad from one person to the next.
Mm-mm.
So it's like, parang nag-aabang ka ng emotion kung ano yung nararamdaman ng kabilang tao. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Nang galing.
And I also love the super wide shot. Yung nakikita mo lang yung puno at naglalakad lang sila ng malayo.
Sobrang love ko yun.
Like
sobrang
all of those little techniques where you know, you could still feel everything that's happening in the scene, but from afar.
I know.
Ang ganda ng mga ganong mga choices in terms of cinematography.
Tapos ang gandang impact nun, sorry, last. Ang gandang impact nun, kasi parang it's saying so much about their relationship. Mm. Na parang they can be in the biggest city in the world, but it's still just the two of them. Because you're not seeing the city around them. You're just hearing them.
Correct.
Parang galing.
Yes. Parang ang nakakatuwa na binring up niyan, kasi parang ito yung isa sa mga thoughts na naungkat ko during my car monologues.
Oh?
Kasi parang there's this scene at the start nga, di ba, na parang they're at the bar, and then yung scene is pinag-uusapan silang tatlo by these two other people. Alam mo yun?
Uh-oh.
So parang we were wondering when we talked about this after we watched the film, like, bakit may ganung scene? Tapos ay pa nga ni Sam, parang siyang unnecessary, ganyan. And then, I realized, yung self-realization ko is, parang, in addition to the sense of uncertainty continuously flowing throughout the film, this feeling of not knowing the real emotions of these people, i.e. yung mga like scenes na naglalakad lang sila, may mga knowing looks, but you don't exactly know what it is that they're thinking about. And that last scene even where si Nora breaks down, and then parang sabi niyo pa nga na parang my sense of uncertainty dun sa breakdown, tayo parang magkakatuloyan ba sila? I mean, hahabulin ba niya ulit? Or is she gonna stay with Arthur? Or what is she gonna do? Na parang, as an audience, sobrang lakas for me bigla nung sense of voyeurism nung film. Na parang with the shots nga. Ngayon na na-mention mo nga na parang may tightness with the shots and like a moving motion towards it. It's like I'm actually seeing them move. Alam mo yun? And not knowing it. And then they're always so quiet. So parang you just see these facial expressions but you don't exactly know what they're thinking about or who are they to begin with. Alam mo yun? Who are they to each other? Which I think is it just connects for me dun sa parang theme of uncertainty nga. Kasi parang they don't even know the emotions that's going through them. Alam mo yun? They just feel it. They just don't know what it is. Because at the end of the day, it is just one thing in the Korean culture. It's just inyon.
Correct.
Alam mo yun?
What is inyon?
What is inyon? What is inyon? Ikaw host nito.
Okay. It's like the spirit in Korea. Oh, nasa trailer din to, guys. But basically, it's like this, they believe that there is this spiritual connection between people na parang kung nagkatagpo na kayo sa past lives nyo, meron din siyang connection in the present. Yes. So, gets? Uh-oh. Like, they explain it so beautifully in the film na parang kahit a brush lang of elbows or exactly. Something like that. Parang, may meaning na yun. Like, magkakatagpo na ulit kayo or at some point. It doesn't have to be romantic. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
A form of relationship or a form of connection will happen. And they believe in this. And I actually also believe in this. But ang galing lang na meron silang term for it. Like, it's one of those na, you know how different cultures, they have terms for this. Inyon. And there's one, there's Nunchi. I keep on mentioning
it. Ano yung Inyon sa atin, kilig?
Yung,
sure, the joke lang.
Hindi. Yun nga eh, parang, it's one of those words.
Parang wala siyang direct na, wala, sa atin eh. Wala, even if you say like, tadhana, hindi, magkaiba pa rin siya.
Magkaiba pa rin siya eh.
Oo nga eh.
Kasi tadhana only means, it feels like it's only two destiny. People involved. Pero kasi inyan, everyone that passes through your life is connected to you. And I think for me, na-mention mo kayo na parang it's a very romantic film. Yun yung twist for me. Kasi parang hindi na siya naging romantic film na lang. Na parang towards the end, parang lahat ng tao involved, yung nanay niya, yung mga nakakasalamuhan nilang iba, they're all connected to each other and bound with each other with this force na hindi nila ma-explain, pero it means something in their lives. Kahit anuman yun, may ibig sabihin siya.
Correct, correct. It's the interconnectivity talaga.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rooted in, and it was explained in the film, right? And it's also rooted in Buddhism.
Like,
the spirituality of the concept, the idea behind Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
Really makes sense. That's why they have a term for it, diba? Connections, shit. There's so much to say. Anything else? Ano yung mga standout scenes that or things that you remember about the film that you guys want to talk about or you want to bring up? You have anything
ako
in mind?
I mean, ako yung pinapagawa talaga yung ito. The scene where they were saying goodbye to each other.
So nice.
This was just so... acting masterpiece. As in like, sinundan lang silang dalawa ng camera. Tahimik lang sila. Konting usap. But my favorite part was like when the Uber was approaching and they were just looking at each other. And as an audience, you just know na parang yung emotions nila, lumalabas na lahat, pero pinipigilan lang talaga nila.
Correct.
And you know that there was a moment where they almost kissed, but they didn't. Mm-mm. Parang may ganun silang, may ganung klase ng tension na naganap.
Mm-mm.
And then, okay, done. As in parang, wow. As in that scene was like my absolute favorite of all. It really perfectly summed up everything for me because the chemistry with these two leads is just so undeniable. Mm-hmm. Like, sobrang parang basta nasa eksena sila, wala na. Wala ka na ibang titignan kundi silang dalawa. Kasi iba eh. Tingin lang, even just one word, iba talaga yung dating nilang dalawa. In fairness sa casting nila. Ano kayang workshop ginawa nilang dalawa para maging ganun sila ka, ano?
You know what they did? I found out lang din through YouTube. So, Celine Song made sure na Greta Lee and Teo Yu never touched. So even during rehearsals or whatever, they would converse, but like, gets. Parang may limitation.
Mm-hmm.
Parang,
galing!
Parang nililimit nilang interactions between galing. Them. And, pero ang pinaka-super natuwa ako, Teo Yu and John Magaro never met before that scene when they first meet. In the apartment. Like, As in, kahit nung nagka-Zoom calls daw sila, and even on set, like, the staff made sure na hindi talaga sila magkikita and all that. Mm-hmm. So, the expectations, the fear, the, I mean, those emotions mm-hmm. were so raw. Mm-hmm. When you see it in the film, parang knowing that this was the behind pala, the behind story pala on that scene, parang, fuck, it's so perfect. Kasi parang...
True.
Na-capture eh. Mm-hmm. Actually, inisip ko nga, actually, nung eksena yun, yung si Arthur na parang, damn, I mean... So many ways to act it out, mm-hmm. I guess. Pero parang it really felt like yun lang yung nabuga niya at the moment. Mm-hmm. And it felt so raw and
awkward.
Real.
It was so, just ang, so awkward.
And awkward. Like, it was real awkwardness. Mm-hmm. So parang ang galing nung naginawa nila yon. And mm-hmm. the actors were super grateful also that they did that experiment because mm-hmm. it really helped them with their performance.
Correct. Yeah. Artist life, parang may ganun siyang feel. Diba? Alam mo yun? What? Kasi parang usually when you, di ba, parang when you have co-actors, parang you kind of have discussions about your intentions, alam
yeah,
mo?
Yeah, exactly.
Pero dito kasi, ang ganda na hindi nila ginawa. Kasi talagang, talagang they're strangers on set yeah. and in real life. Ang nakakatawa na may ganun.
And even if like say they googled each other or something like that, iba pa rin yung
knowing
interaction
that
interaction
yeah. of course
of
yeah.
physical interaction mm-hmm. face-to-face interaction mm-hmm. I mean alam natin yan guys from mm-hmm. pandemic to non-pandemic mm-hmm. like
true.
Huge difference true. When we're touching people alam mo yon touching
and just to add lang nakakaingit yung titigan na yon parang kung isip ko kailan ba yung last time na ipagtitigan ako sa isang lalaki ng ganyang ka-intense
kailan nga
parang tagal ni yung ganyang ka-intense, yung parang maraming laman. Alam mo yun?
So, kailan nga?
Parang 2015, gano'n.
Wow! Anong date?
Yung ano, yung titigan na may laman.
Ano, oo. Mga March 7. March 7. 8 p.m.
Ganyan.
Wow. Dito sa may Makati. Sa ano, sa Amor Solo Corner.
Wow!
Sakto eh.
Puntahan natin yan.
Correct.
Naisip ko lang when you were talking about yung favorite scene mo, Pia, yung almost kiss. Na-feel nyo ba na parang may narrative na in your heads eh, na I want them, parang gets, parang may fino-force mo na yung kung anong gusto mong manyari sa kanila. And I realize that's, I mean, gets, parang, whether they kiss or not, parang, like, ako, I wanted them to kiss. Alam mo yun? Parang, it was leaning towards that. Pero, at the back of my head, malamang hindi yan sila magkikiss. Or hindi sila magkakatuluyan. Pero, kumbaga, mayroon akong gustong i-force na mangyari between them. Kasi, yun na yung nalatag sa atin. Yun na yung naramdaman natin the entire time that they were hanging out in New York, right? And, maybe that's why the voyeurism aspect, like what you were saying kanina, Trency, actually makes sense. So that first scene nga actually makes sense. Because the entire film, it was like a play of emotions, not just between them, the characters. It's also as an audience.
Exactly.
It's like, nararamdaman ko yung nararamdaman nila. So ito yung gusto kong mangyari sa kanila. Mm-hmm. Kasi gets, parang you're so invested na in the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Na you're part of the story. Like, that intro... It's basically saying that you're part of this story.
That was us. Yung nagsasalitan dalawang tao. Tayo yun
yeah,
eh.
Exactly. Diba? Ang galing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a...
Parang breaking the fourth wall.
That's such a teatro.
It is a very teatro thing. Oo. Mga ganun injections. Yung favorite scene ko, and parang, and you mentioned very teatro, is yung bar scene talaga. Kasi parang, all throughout the film, parang, I mean, it's very realistic, I guess, kung paano rin siya shinoot and like how the dialogue goes and all that stuff. May mga moments of parang like in-elevate niya to like not surrealism. Okay naman yun. Di naman siya naging clock. Paano mo yun? Anong tawag doon? Parang in-elevate nila to something that's not real. Alam mo yun? Parang ganun. Pero yung dun sa scene talaga dun sa bar, parang yun yung Bali for me na parang when they were talking and discussing their relationship, partida with Arthur pa on the side.
Correct.
Parang for me, parang hindi na nila kausap yung isa't isa. Parang kasama na ako dun sa usapan. Parang may parang directly addressed na siya to me. Parang may ganun. Eh, na gusto ko yung scene na yun, not because of what it evoked in me, actually, but because I super appreciate yung mga ganong very subtle, parang ballet of the flow, so that I, as an audience, will be part of the experience in a different way. And then I see everything, all of a sudden, from a different perspective. Just because of that, parang ballet. Parang yun yung first time na sobrang tight nung shot eh. Diba? Yung parang okay. Sobrang lapit ng mukha nila, parang sobrang, alam mo yon na parang huddle siya, and then you're part of that huddle all of a sudden. When kanina you were so far, alam mo yon, you're just looking at them from afar and just trying to figure out what's going on, and then all of a sudden, there's this conversation. Kaya actually for me, dito ko nanggagaling when I said din before na parang towards the end, na, yung na-feel ko is parang, even though parang may tension nga nung yung dito sa street side nung palace na si Hesung, parang na-feel ko na parang I can't root for them. Because nung bar scene pa lang, in-end na nila. So, kumbaga itong itong dulo, parang vestiges na lang siya of, you know, whatever that feeling was. But it was already concluded early on.
Parang ano na lang siya, nakahang ka na lang by the pinky.
Oo, nakahang ka na
there's a little bit of hope.
Mga 10%.
It's, you're gonna fall. Alam mo yun? Yeah. Like, it's not gonna happen. May ganun.
Parang
but
ganun.
That pinky is tight, man. Mm. I mean, even though we know that that's the ending, alam mo yung talagang nakakapit pa rin tayo na, Hesung? Alam mo yun? May ganun ka pa rin kind of in hope. But wait, before we get into that, mayroon akong another fun fact. So fun. This Celine song, you know, I really want to be her friend. She's so brilliant. Did you know? So, in-explain nila na itong yung bar scene na you just said. They shot this for 2 days.
Wow.
And, which is fine. I think it's pretty normal. And it was a very crucial scene. It's very beautifully mounted. Like, ang ganda. The awkwardness of, like, cutting Arthur from the frame. Tapos, ano yun, nakikita mo lang yung siko niya, yung hands niya. You know that he's there. Kahit na napaka-intimate, napaka-tight na ng shot. And it was so amazing. And that was obviously intentional, parang the way John Magaro explained it. So, 2 days nila shinoot, and kahit na may tight shots, normally, pag hindi kakita sa eksena, you don't have to be called in, right?
Okay.
Si Celine Song made sure that he was there the entire time.
Mm.
Para ma-feel talaga yung awkwardness, yeah. the barrier between the two, between him and the two.
Mm.
I mean, there was a language barrier already, right?
Mm-mm.
And then they really shot that scene of when they finally interact. Mm. Ni si Hesung tsaka si Arthur, yung nagbayad na si Arthur.
Correct.
That was the entire time na silang dalawa lang in the scene. So they shot that talaga on the second day and the latter part of the shooting day.
Mm-mm.
So effective, alam mo yon, parang
ganda.
Na-feel mo talaga yung nabit-bit ni Arthur yung waiting, yung
correct.
Barrier, alam mo yon, the awkwardness, like so good. Like
it's so chatter, no?
Kasi it diba, is.
Diba? Parang sa scene na yan, kung ginawa mo yan sa teatro, magdidim lang yung ilaw, tapos may magsa-spotlight lang dun sa dalawa. Pero nandiyan pa rin siya. Alam mo yun?
Kahit na
Oh, nakita mo yung paa. Nakita mo yung gumagalaw siya. Nakita mo yung ulo niyang gumagalaw siguro.
Correct.
Gumagalaw. Tinatry niya mag-catch ng English words, kunwari.
Mm-hmm.
So, parang as an audience member din, yung feeling mo is you also feel that awkwardness na tuhog throughout that scene. Kasi kita mo pa rin yung si Arthur.
Yeah.
Kasi kung tinanggal nila siya, magfo-focus ka na lang dun sa dalawa and maybe all, I mean, their overwhelming feeling or like, you know, trying to explain their feelings for each other, their situation. Pero dahil nandyan yung si ano, uneasy ka. May uneasiness pa din.
Correct.
I love it.
And awkward na awkward yung pagkakaputol kasi. Hindi siya two-shot. Correct. Normal two-shot eh.
Oo. Gusto ko talaga yung nagbayad siya. Na parang, siya na nga yung isinantabi dyan, nagbayad pa siya. Siya pa naglabas ng credit card.
I love that everyone reacted that way. There was a little bit of a mini gasp in the theater.
Uh-oh.
I mean, maliit lang naman yung theater in Cinema 76. Uh-oh. Alam mo yun, na-feel mo talaga yung everyone's like, bakit siya pa yung nagbayad? Parang may ganun. Ang weird na nga eh. Anyway, but it was so cool. Do you think, actually, we talked about this na, Sam asked this, like, do you, she asked kasi if this would have been better as a play than a film. I actually said film agad because for me, the locations were a character. Yeah. Like, I love their use of Seoul and New York. Mm. Like, and they really use them. And even Shanghai, diba? Because, like, there was a scene nga na, there was a part na Hesong actually went to China to, like, study. Like, a girlfriend pa siya and all that. Tas ang galing lang how they would, you notice that there wasn't a lot of music the entire time, but the ambient sounds were very evident.
Yeah.
So you can really get a sense of, oh, this is Seoul, oh, this is New York. Like, kaya alam mo yun, ang lakas ng character ng cities.
Exactly.
And how they were actually factors in their relationship. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun, the distance.
Correct.
I mean, they could have gone together like 12 years prior if they were in Seoul together. Like, alam mo yun. So, galing. Super galing.
Ako, I agree with you. Kasi parang, I feel like other than yung love story na pinakita dito, or yung mga relationships na ganyan, parang the city not only helped in situating, alam mo yun, na maganda siya, but it also, I feel like it also adds to the their own characters. Parang, well, Nora in particular for me. Kasi parang, sa film, parang there's always this underlying immigrant story na pinupush. Mm. So, I appreciate na, for example, nag-Statue of Liberty sila, which is like,
correct.
I don't know kung ako lang to overreading things. Kasi, I mean, syempre, destination naman ng Statue of Liberty. Pero we all know naman na Statue of Liberty is a symbol of immigration. Right? So, her being there is like that. And then yung scenes pa na they were going through the airport, alam mo, and that happened twice. So, alam mo yun, parang it adds to who she is. Parang yung situation and how she acts in these situations, parang kind of adds to the layers of character in her.
I think I'd love to see a play version as well. Like, I love the film as it is, but I don't think that it should be just given one way. Alam mo yun, madami namang mga plays made into film.
Mm.
So why not this one? I mean, she's a playwright anyway. I would love to see it staged. Same. Like, to feel those emotions in the same space as the actors. Parang, wow, sobrang intense.
Feel ko sobrang intense ngayon. And tapos isipin mo, parang black box.
Paano siya isa-stage?
Diba? Yeah.
Diba? Paano siya isa-stage? Paano yung mapapakita lahat yun? Sobrang exciting yung thought.
Super, I was thinking nga that when you were describing pa nga lang, like, yung shadow, yung silhouette lang yung nakikita ni Arthur, yung nakaaligid lang siya in the black, in the dark.
Mm-mm.
Parang, oh, that's fantastic. And, sorry, but I'm such a huge fan of Celine Song now. Like, her mind, it's so brilliant. So, parang, and plus, galing siya sa teatro. So, I'm sure she can easily and brilliantly translate this film into the stage. And I would super watch it. Like, I'm sure she's gonna say something, do something, and like make it brilliant pa rin.
Oh my god, and have these actors come back. I'm sure they have like, you know, history in theater. That would be so much fun.
Si Greta also came from theater. And well, I don't know about AOU, but anyway, I'm sure they'll do a fantastic job. Alam mo yun, if sila pa rin yung mag-act. Pwede na naman si ano, Doc Yom, checka.
Mag-musical ba tayo? I love him to bits.
Fine.
But si I'm not sure if he can do something
ayan,
like this.
Ayan, si Sono, gago.
Ah, si Sono.
Sobrang bagay, gago.
Gagi, sobrang pogi. Parang like, wala nang inyon-inyon. Sex mo na yan. Kahit na may inyon o wala.
Yung ano, yung pagkadating na sa New York as a probinsyano Koreano.
Oh my God,
dating, yeah! Yun, grabe yun.
Oh, sobra. Oh, sobrang bagay siya sa ganun, no? Tapos may awkwardness din kasi siya. Tapos yung polo niya na parating hanggang dito sa taas. Yung mukha siyang ano, mukha siyang Mexican gangster.
Oh. Alam mo, sobrang love ko yung part. That hindi ko pa na siya share, pero yun yung favorite scene ko.
Mm-mm.
When they first meet in New York.
Mm.
Kasi nga, ang cute-cute ni Hesong doon, yung mukha talaga siya little boy, like waiting by the pond.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, sinabi niya rin yun in one of the interviews, parang he actually studied the kid actor. Parang napansin niya na madalas nakaipit yung shoulder, yung elbows niya sa body.
Mm-mm.
So parang sinubukan niyang itry para gets, para mas mapakita niya na yung childish movements. Mm. Like, para yeah, they're meeting, childhood sweethearts, they're meeting again for the first time. I love that scene so much, and it's actually where I cried, surprisingly, the most, because for me the scene was like, you know how we have, like, kunyari in relationships or even like normal plans for our lives, tapos mer na hindi nangyari, but you always had that dream, I wish it happened this way, or it, I wish umabot siya sa point na to, na yun nga yung happy ending, alam mo yun. And naiyak ako because the eksena felt like the happy ending I wanted for myself before. Parang I had like a similar thought, ikukwento ko na lang later, na okay, it's not gonna work out now, but I'm sure in the future it might, there's still a possibility. So like that scene for me was like, oh shit, it's happening. So I cried kasi parang yun yung gusto ko na mangyari. But then what's beautiful then about this film, kasi even though I got that quote unquote happy ending, because nga adult relationship na to, na ang daming nakasabit na, alam mo yun, responsibilities, husband, alam mo yun. Hindi to fairy tale, alam mo yun. Ang dami pang, like, what is a happy ending, really? Ang daming factors pa rin, alam mo yun. Parang andali kasing sabihin na, oh, childhood sweethearts, they meet for the first time, fall in love, and it's like, it's meant to be, or whatever. And that should be the happy ending that they deserve. But, oh, nalatag very clearly na in this film na ang daming gustong gawin ni Nora as a person. And yun nga, she is married. And then, not to mention, pati yung si Hae-sung as a person, parang na-mention din kasi na it seems like he's not sure of himself also. He was coming also from a breakup, and parang ang daming factors na kailangan mo pang himayin, so it's not an automatic just because they meet for the first time again after 20 years. That's it. Alam mo yun. So, very real, this movie. Like, you know, it can happen to you. It can happen to anyone. It's an ordinary story if you think about it. But made beautifully. Wala lang. Oh, yun lang yung share. Yun lang naman yung favorite part. Na... Yeah.
Okay, iyakan part na ba?
hindi naman. Actually, gusto ko na ituhog dun sa next question ko. The Hae-sung or Arthur question.
Okay.
Because we talked about this for a long time, like after the film nga. Kasi parang we were questioning on whether or not tama that she stayed with Arthur, or if she should have stayed with Hae-sung. Is it real love with Arthur? Or... those questions. Now, actually, I don't know where to start kasi pag ganun-ganun tayo. Ang dami kasing thoughts kasi that came out of that conversation. But I want you, Pia, to start. What do you think?
I think that Nora should be alone first before finding love. Yung theme nitong buong movie, it's about destiny basically, di ba? If you would like to look at inyong as something like fate and stuff like that. And if I remember correctly, when you talk about destiny, or at least Buddhism came in, reincarnation, the reason why, kunwari isang tao na reincarnate ka na maging cat or maging ipis, because you did something bad in your life, that's why nare-reincarnate ka into something na parang lesser, lower, parang may ganung ano, diba? So parang, throughout the whole movie, bata pa lang si Nora, she's always been so strong-minded, stubborn, independent. Like, there was this scene, nakasama niya yung sister niya, gusto niyang, quote-unquote, nakawin yung English name ng sister niya. Because, gusto ko eh, yun yung bagay sa akin. Parang may ganun siya, diba? Okay. Na parang pinagalitan siya ng dad niya na, no, why don't you just go for Nora, Leonor? Parang ganyan. So, and then, even after that, she was also telling her friends, I'm leaving. And she didn't say she's leaving because her parents want to. She was like, because I can't win a Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel pa yung gusto niya nun, diba? Hindi pa Pulitzer. I can't win, parang walang Korean who wins a Nobel. Parang she's always about herself. If you're just thinking about yourself, you're not ready to be in a relationship. You're not ready to love. Even her relationship with Hae-sung, why did it end? Because she was already annoyed at the fact that I'm supposed to be focusing on my job, and yet here I am looking at flights to Seoul. But if you're really ready to love, you'd be ready to take that flight to Seoul. Pero kasi, ayoko eh, hindi yun yung focus ko. I'm thinking about myself, and this is my goal, this is my plan. Sarili ko lang, and hindi ako aalis dito. Ikaw pumunta. And then even with her relationship with Arthur, never did I see her being ready to love him. Maybe just that scene that they met, when they kissed. But even that felt kind of selfish because even the parang she was explaining in yun, and she was like, it when she was explaining it to Arthur, it wasn't like, because I like you, when I saw you the first time, it wasn't like that. It was just like, oh, it's a Korean's way of seducing someone. Parang laging ganun eh. Everything about her is so selfish. That's why I was thinking the reason why she didn't end up with Hee-sung, considering all things pointed out to that. Kasi hindi pa niya natututunan yung kailangan niya matutunan to end up with the person, quote-unquote, fated for her. So parang maybe in the next lifetime when she learns to open herself up more. Kanina when we were talking about destiny and how Inyun is about seeing the connection with everybody, it's not just like the person fated to you. It was so contrasted to Nora, who felt like she was in the middle of everything and yet so disconnected from everything. Siya yung nagko-connect sa lahat, pero wala siyang, hindi niya iniisip yung iba. Iniisip lang niya kasi, sarili niya. And that's fine, but if you're like that, you're not ready to be in a relationship. So go ahead and focus on yourself. Pero walang Team Arthur, Team Hee-sung. Focus on yourself. Kung ready ka na mag-love, mag-love ka. But don't drag somebody into a relationship kung hindi ka ready magbigay ng love.
That's a lot to take in. But yeah, you did mention it nga naman. Mm.
Ako ano, I love na minention mo na no Team Hee-sung, no Team Arthur.
Aww.
Kasi dun din ako manggagaling. Pero on a different thread naman. Kasi parang for me, parang having to pit them both is, I feel like it's not the intention of the movie. Na parang, it's not a competition between the two of them at all. Alam mo yun? Parang it's, for me, parang watching it, it's just as it is. Alam mo yun? May ganun siyang, may ganun. And I feel like Inyun is also that. As a concept, if we're gonna, kung ilalatag natin yung concept na yun sa relationship nila, Inyun is as it is. Alam mo yun? Regardless kung anong relationship mo sa kanya in the past life, or kung kamusta ka ng past life, Inyun is Inyun. It's just connection. Period. Alam mo yun, nagkasalamuha kayo before, wapakils kung ano yung interaction nyo, basta nag-interact kayo. At may meaning yung interaction na yun sa buhay mo. And it's up to you na lang to figure it out. Ano mo yun? And, kaya for me, parang, wala. I mean, no team for me din as well.
My idea of no team for me is in a sense, technically, whether or not she goes with Hee-sung or Arthur, ang point lang din is, it's her choice. I mean, in the movie,
I love this so many,
she chose Arthur. Alam mo yun.
Correct.
For whatever reason, I mean, it was mentioned in the film also na they got married early because of the green card situation.
We don't even know if it's a joke sometimes, diba? May ganun tendency. She's sarcastic eh. May ganun siyang tendency.
But it was Arthur who brought it up.
It was Arthur nga who brought it up. And then, tapos, nakuha din natin from that scene in the bed na ang ganda ng pinoint out mo. Naalala ko, Trentina. What's with the John and Yoko vibes? Na yung nasa kama lang sila
nakayakap si Arthur nakayakap, sa kanya
nakahubad. Oo, correct. Na very intimate and very artistic in a way. Siyempre, Yoko Ono eh. John Yoko eh, yun yung uno mong iisipin.
Correct.
But anyway, parang in that scene kasi diba, he was parang explaining na lumaki yung mundo niya. She makes his world bigger.
Mm-mm.
And a lot of other things. So parang lumalabas nga na mas marami siyang benefits. Ay, parang marami siyang nakukuha from the girl.
Yeah.
Wait, what was my point? So yung ina-explain nga ni Arthur na marami siyang nakukuha from Nora.
Mm.
So it seems like the convenience thing, I mean, why am I so lost? Hindi ko ma-explain parang, sarili ko.
Parang it's the timing, ganun. Parang convenient na kasi na nandiyan si Arthur.
Oh,
doesn't matter
ganun.
Na kung nandiyan si
was,
ano.
It was placed already. Oh. That's why it's more a little bit more convenient. Mm. And if she went for Hee-sung, parang the romantic notion there, the fairy tale, I guess, would be there. Mm. And it can also work din naman, pero ang point lang naman is, she chose that for whatever reason. And even if she chose Hyesung, I would also root for her, alam mo yun, parang. Pero ang point lang din is that she made a choice. It was her choice. And it's something that I appreciate. And it's something that I also want to take note na, like, it's fantastic because it's so much, it shows so much about the character, about her character, and in the writing, like, parang I love this feminine bit because, like, did you know, parang they were, like, parang comparing this film to, like, the likes of Wong Kar-wai and even, like, Richard Linklater's, like, Before a Series, yung mga quiet, natitigan kind of films na yun, so much emotions. But if you think about it, parang the voice of the female, I mean, it's there too, very strong, especially in the Before a Series, very strong din naman. Pero ito, parang, it's Nora's decision. It's Nora's, alam mo yun.
It's Nora's choice.
It's Nora's
choice. It's lady's choice.
It's the lady's choice. Parang siya yung magmamando ng kwento niya. And for me, whether or not she deserves it, I mean, kasi parang we were discussing din na parang unfair din naman dahil parang tama ba, enough na ba yung love na binibigay niya kay Arthur, or even the other way, kay Hyesung. Point is, it's her choice, it's her story, and I will root for that. Alam mo yun. And I think din naman, and if it turns out pala na mali, which can happen, I mean, we're only seeing this part of her life. It can still go wrong. I mean, what if like 12 years later, divorced na sila ni Arthur, and
actually, iba na yung kwento niya. Actually, even the final scene, I don't think it was definite that he chose Arthur.
That's true then.
Because that cry, that would have led to a long conversation. So, para sa akin, hindi parang sure kung ano yung pinili niya that night.
Kung, totoo, kung ito na yung final ending, di ba? Which is I think this is beautiful. Kasi
yun nga.
This is just part of the story. Mm-hmm. And so, whether mali siya now or tama,
exactly.
It's okay.
Because it's just her story.
The story will change. The inyon, like, diba yung line nga niya ay parang sobrang emotional niya. Parang, I'm kind of wondering if this is the past life already. Parang that's already a line na parang, because life will just keep on moving on. Exactly. Alam mo yun? Ang dami pang pwedeng mangyari. So, if this is the past life now, what's gonna happen next? Diba? So, parang, ang galing.
Ang ganda na you pointed that out. Kasi parang, end of the day, I don't think the film is asking you a question.
To choose.
Oo, wala siyang tanong eh. Correct. Kasi parang a lot of movies, like, they post that eh. Na parang like, ano kayo yung next? I appreciate na sinabi mo na parang, life goes on and that's what it is. I mean, and that is exactly Nora's story. Alam mo yun, she's put into circumstances na sometimes is not even her choice when she was young, but life moved on. Like, she you know, tried as much adapted. As she can. She adapted. Alam mo yun, because alam mo yun, I think with her character, she lives in the moment. She lives as it is. Alam mo yun? And it's important din siguro to highlight na, and it's good that you pointed it out, na parang the female voice in this story is very strong. And she is really the deciding factor in how her life will run. And I think baka that is a more powerful story to tell. Na for a lot of women out there, especially immigrant women, parang they don't have a lot of choice. And here she is portraying, admittedly, hindi naman din siya ganun ka-bait na character, alam mo yun, as we've already discussed. But she took that power of choosing and made it her own and went with it. And kahit I think that is very admirable in itself.
Kasi mando niya buhay niya.
Mando niya buhay niya eh. Correct. Alam mo yun, kayong mag-adjust. Marami na akong adjustment na ginawa. Kayong mag-adjust na sa akin.
Na ang galing. Kasi parang, di ba, they kept on injecting inyon, that the past has something to do with the present. But it's actually you who has control over the present.
Exactly.
It's your choice.
Uh-oh.
And it's so great, di ba? Parang, that's right.
I think to add to that, parang feeling ko inyon and choice can also still work together. Kasi choice can be decided with how you think of inyon and how you relate with other people. Alam mo yun? Parang the connection is all there. The inyon, the options are there. Alam mo yun? You just need to harvest it and learn from it and decide with it in mind. Pero yun nga, beautiful, it's still a decision.
Diba?
I think before I am.
Bakit part ba ng inyon is walang decision? Wala namang ganun, diba?
Wala namang ganun. Hindi namang ganun. Oo, wala namang ganun.
Pero kung isip ko, parang paano napunta tayo sa conversation na parang siyang naging helpless at walang decision. Because I always thought that it's part of it. Like, even if you talk about fate and destiny, it's still you driving force. Ikaw pa rin naman gumagawa ng mga choices na yun.
It is. Correct. Parang yung inyon kasi is just a situation eh. Parang yung destiny, yung inyon kasi hindi nga siya destiny. Parang destiny nga, parang I feel like it's such a very Western limiting concept, very limiting. Mm-hmm. Parang inyon is just connection. Period. Yeah, alam mo yun, regardless kung ano siya.
Exactly.
Siguro coming lang din kasi from the trailer, the ano eh, romanticized kasi yung fate and destiny so much eh. That's why, and then when you watch the film and it's so unpacked, you unpack it na parang, it's still your choice. I mean, destiny is romantic, kakilig, alam mo yun, na parang, yung mga,
it draws the bucks
in. We're meant to be, mga ganon.
It draws the dollars, the girl. Box,
yeah, of course. Mm. Like, if we're meant to be kind of stuff. But I love that, at the end of the day, the reality kicks in. I mean, yung parang yung important factor. What you choose is your fate. Mm-mm. Alam mo yun. So, we talked about Hesung and Arthur. Na-feel nyo, diba, ang inyon? Or na-experience, naka-experience ba kayo ng something similar? Hindi kailangan romantic, ha? Yung tipong, you just know na, I'm destined, destined naman. Parang gets, you just know that there's something about this person.
Ako recently, parang, na-feel ko siya. Hindi ko alam kung bakit. Parang there's just, I feel like maybe it's also, okay, medyo weird na to. Feeling ko na saan na to, mindfulness mentality na. Pero parang feeling ko, parang connected siya sa sense of gratefulness. Alam mo yun? Na seeing these people around you and like, feeling this strong connection, regardless kung ano yun. Kasi ang hirap din sabihin na, na-feel mo na ba yung inyon? Kasi hindi mo na akong Korean eh. So, hindi ko naman maintindihan fully kung ano yung inyon. I just know it from this film. So, parang recently, I've been feeling it a lot with the people around me. Because, parang, circumstances brought us together in certain ways. Alam mo yun? That's just very surprising to me. Siguro yung strongest recently was my high school friends. So, apat kami. Yung isa doon, may kambal. Tapos yung isa, kambal. Tapos yung isa, nagkakambal. Tapos yung birthday, magkakalapit lahat ng birthday namin. Or magkasing birthday. Like yung recent na, yung friend ko na nanganak ng kambal, ka-birthday niya, malapit siya sa birthday ko. Day after me lang. So, actually, ko in-induce siya, ka-birthday ko yung mga anak niya. Tapos yung isa naman, parang ka-birthday niya, yung isa kong kabarkada, ka-birthday niya yung kambal ng isa kong friend. So parang ang dami lang mga ganun. I don't know, ganun ba nila na-feel yung inyon?
Kasi tapos parang yung ex mo, may kambal na.
Pangay na, oo nga.
Past lives nga eh, diba? Yun yung tanong ko eh.
Ang daming kambal! Yun yung pinaka-importanteng kambal na nangyari. Paano kung naging kambal ko yun?
Ayun. Or ibig sabihin, kambal, there's something about kambals.
Oh my God, baka mahig yung franchise holder ko ng kambay, kambal, ano yung kambal pandesal?
Tito ko, isa sa mga ano noon, sa San Miguel, ano, connect na kita.
Oh, ayun, sige, go, bilis.
O, diba?
Bigyan mo ng package.
The power behind it. Oo, oh, nga yan.
This is, I think I'm meant to have a kambal pandesal.
Okay.
Oh my God, and you know that in this, I mean, I think that's part of the inyon, like us talking about connection and Pia exactly having a connection.
Perfect.
Kambal pandesal. Oh
my God. Beautiful.
Let's see how this pans out, guys. This is so brilliant. Oh my God.
Yun lang po yung akin.
But I get that. I super gets ko yung ano. I always, or at least I have particular people in mind na alam ko talaga the first time I met them, may something. Like, hindi kailangan romantic, pero alam ko may impact sila sa buhay ko at some way. Mm-hmm. I kind of remember the first time I saw Ella. Blockmate ko kasi siya. And like, kahit na, you know how, yun nga, Orsim, you know how, ang dami nyo, first time to meet people, new, freshman ka, college, pero may magsa-standout na face, na parang, you kind of just know, na may something, na I'm pretty sure we're gonna be friends, alam mo yun.
Totoo, actually.
And I feel like that's part of the inyon too. And then, true enough, we became such great friends, like, you know, college best friends, like, because of it. And, I don't know. I can't like disregard that fact na may na-sense akong ganon the first time I saw her. Mm. I think that's like in yun. Mm-hmm. Ano ba yun?
True. I love it.
Diba? It's so, that's, I think, huwag na tayo sa romantic. Paulit-ulit ko namang kanakwento, guys. Isawa lang kayo sa kwento. Magda sana marami akong love stories. Huwag na tayo doon.
Ano, may iba ka pa namang story, hindi pa rin yung na-divulge.
Well, nakwento ko naman, diba, yung first time nga nag-meet sa, ano, sa New York, yung eksena, kaya ako naiyak. Mm. Kasi, o yun, eto na, guys. So, basically, when it didn't happen, the relationship that's...
See, in-offer niya. Didn't happen. Hindi naman hininga, in-offer niya eh.
Gusto niya ikwento.
Ikwento mo na. Sige, ilabas mo na.
Oh,
okay
my,
lang.
Oh my God. Nakorner ako, no. Nakorner ka sa nila ko, actually.
Oh, choice mo yan, like Nora.
Fine.
Go with it.
Go feminine power.
Go with it, girl.
It didn't pan out, though. Mm. The ending that I wanted didn't pan out. Mm. So in my head, it's okay. But I feel talaga that our relationship was so strong na it can't just end then and there. Mm. So back then, in my head, I'm pretty sure one day, babalik din yan, whatever, whatever. Kaya yung part in the scene, in the park, when they see each other for the first time, that was actually what I wanted before.
Oh.
Alam mo yon? So parang seeing it happen, mm. parang, oh, shucks, that could have been it.
Oh.
Parang we did still meet up later on in life. Pero like Nora, parang I made a choice na, alright, I mean, sure, we were still good friends then when we met later in life. But like, it's like, what? I mean, parang, alam mo yun, nothing. Wala nang any thoughts, wala nang anything. So, and wala namang entryway to begin with. Mm. But point lang din is, there was already a decision na wag na natin ungkatin yan. Alam mo yun? Uh-huh. Parang, past is past. Correct. So, ayun na yun. Ayun lang yun.
Ako, syempre, inyon po yung asawa ko.
Oh.
As in, like, sobrang dami naming mga times na siguro dapat nagkakilala na kami even before pa. Like, our parents used to work together. So, my parents actually saw him mm-hmm. as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, kilala na nila siya dati pa. Pero, syempre, ako clueless pa. And then, there was also a time na nung kaka-break ko lang with college boyfriend and I was still super heartbroken and I was doing radio DJ training. Tapos noon, parang while I was on the radio, one of his friends was also there who's now a DJ, si Gino Palyamor. And then, right after, parang one of the questions was, basta mga about love, pero bitter pa ako noon, so mga bitter sagot ko. And then right after, parang humirit sa akin si Gino na, I wanna set you up with one of my friends. And looking at Gino, especially when he was single, mukha kasing playboy. So, inisip ko, gago, baka yung makaibigan mo din playboy. So, I go, no thanks. Tapos, after this show, bigla siyang, oh, see, somebody texted me. He wants to meet you na daw.
Mm-hmm.
So, parang ako, hello? Sino ba yan? And then, turns out, it was my husband who was texting that night.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, ang dami naming mga, the house that they moved in sa Merville is actually a house of my lolo. As in,
ooh,
mga ganun.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn.
As in, ang dami naming mga ganung mga connections. And then, meron kaming mga tita who's a couple. They're lesbian couple sila. Mm-hmm. As in, mga ganun. As in, sobrang, mm-hmm. as in, he used to hang out in the house of my tita growing up. Mm-hmm. As in, ganun. So, we could have met, as in, sobrang dami naming mga interweaving connections. So, parang, mm-hmm. oh, okay. I guess, there was something there that was really just pushing us to connect somehow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I love it.
Yeah, that's gorgeous Inyan.
Yeah. That's so Inyan to fruition. Ay, pala, Inyan lang siya. Inyan pala is Inyan. But maybe yun yung past life niyo talaga. That intense connection.
Maybe.
Sobrang galing, no? Nakakatawa. Eh, paano kung ano? Oh, ito na yung aking ano, fun question.
Okay.
Anong gusto niyong inyon experience? Hello? Kung magdidilulo na rin kayo? Since nakakatuwa tong konseptong to.
Ay, ako talaga naniniwala kung may inyon kami ni DK.
Mm-mm. Ako sa
parating ko naman sinasabi to.
Mm-mm. No?
Sa buong 17?
Oo. Hindi ko.
Alam mo. Oh, yun lang.
Oo. Feeling ko kasi, parang ano eh, parang ang dami naming, alam mo yung, may time na parang, nung pandemic, mahilig ako mag-screenshot pag lumalabas yung 11-11. Mm-hmm. So, sa phone ko, sobrang dami kong screenshot ng 11-11. And I remember, ang daming times na nag-11-11 habang pinapanood ko si DK.
Oh!
So, feeling ko talaga, yun yung connection namin. Oh. 11-11.
The universe is telling you, this is the road. 11-11, yeah. Going there.
11-11, exactly. Not 7-11, 11-11.
Pero diba, okay. Kasi parang dami naman mga connections sa kanila, especially yung Kadiri, pag pinapanood natin yung mga pre-debut nila, yung mga storya nila, parang minsan feeling ko, alam nyo, basta, one day, magiinuman tayo and we will tell everything. And parang, wow, grabe, we're so connected. Marunong na tayo mag-Korean or marunong sa mag-English.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say. Correct. Parang I think we'll let, exactly. I mean, kung kinaya nga dito ni, ano, ni Hesung tsaka ni Noran, magtitigan lang na matagal, yun na lang. Let's communicate with our eyes.
Correct.
Tama.
I don't have any specific Delulu story, pero sobrang agree ako sa iyo na parang there's something about 17 and actually even Kim Son-ho.
Wow! Binalik natin siya!
Oo naman. Balik na natin yun sa roots. Past nga, di ba? Past tama. Lives ang pinag-usapan natin. Okay. Might as well.
Okay. Hi, parang, Jimin.
This wow. is something...
Past lives daw eh. Okay, go on.
Parang I just know that at some point there's gonna be encounter. I don't know how, of course, siguro ang Delulu na lang na it's gonna be like a fantastic encounter na talagang, alam mo yon, as in besties. Wow, besties. Yeah. Pero I know na we are gonna meet someday. I just feel it.
Come on!
Like, na hindi lang fan meet ha, as in,
uh-oh. Inuman.
Something.
Tambay. Vacation.
Pero nung naman, ano? Oh,
like, next site ako bigla. Hindi pa siya nangyayari. I mean, kinabahan ako.
Tsaka, pwede naman, I mean, tsaka hindi ko naman siya nililimit na, like, in the present or anytime soon. Like, I wouldn't mind if it, like, I wouldn't be surprised if later on when we're, like, older, alam mo yun?
Ah, magkakitaan tayo sa Home for the Aged. Ganun.
Hindi
naman. Ay, tayo lang pala yung aged nun. Sila bata pala.
Hindi naman. By that time, medyo parang pareho na tayong bracket. Tanggapin na natin.
Ah, seniors. And seniors. Seniors, period. Wala nang age. Basta senior.
Oo.
Magkaka-age ka na lang ulit pag 100 ka na. Kasi pag mag-100 ka, meron kang pera.
Correct.
So guys, ang game natin today is called the Noonshi Game. Simple lang. At bakit Noonshi? Wala lang, natuwa kasi ako na yung konsepto ng inyon, alam mo yun, a very Korean cultural thing. I figured, oh, mag-inject pa tayo ng isa pa, and that is Noonshi.
Oh.
Alam nyo ba kung anong Noonshi?
Ano ang Noonshi?
Anong Noonshi?
Noonshi is actually the art of subtle understanding another person's feeling. So parang it's like a skill na you know how to read a room. Parang may ganun.
Pakiramdaman.
Pakiramdaman. And for Koreans, this is such an important thing. Parang in relationships, yeah. I guess, and building community and building friendships, etc. Kasi, ang galing, di ba, nakakatuwa that they have that.
Mm.
Kasi it actually kind of tells you of how they are, what's the term? Yung parang they care about others' feelings first.
Correct.
As a people, alam mo yon, parang yeah. Hindi sila yung me first. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Nakakatuwa lang na may ganun.
Also, shoutout na rin kay Nunas Noonshi on Instagram. One of the best Korean Instagram accounts.
But you gotta speak in English because she's American.
Oh yeah, Nunas Noonshi, hi. We hope to interview you in the future because you bring us so much insight about Korean life.
True. I super agree. Anyway, so we're gonna be playing the Noonshi game. And it's basically a pakiramdaman game. Alam niyo naman to. I think we played this na before, yung 1, 2, 3. Parang anyone can just say 1, 2, 3. Mm. Pero not in order, so it's just pakiramdaman on who says whatever. And every time may magsasabay na people na magsabi ng number, out na kayong dalawa. Eh, since tatlo lang tayo, so ibig sabihin, mabilis mag-out.
Okay.
mabilis mag-end yung game the moment na may dalawa magsabay.
Ah, hanggang 3 lang?
I mean, kumbaga, kasi dal tatlo lang tayo, tapos kunwari, magsabay kayo magsabi ng 3 ni Trency, tapos na yung game kasi panalo na ako. So, ang gagawin natin is best of 3. So, yung first person who wins 3 times, by winning meaning you never say the number at the same time with another person, you win. But to make it a little bit, niman a little bit interesting, para hindi lang siya 1, 2, 3. Gawin na lang nating ABC.
Oh.
Pero word. So kunyari apple, ball, chair, gets. Para hindi lang siya 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Extra effort ah.
Oh, exactly. Okay. Oh, extra brain power.
Exactly. Oo.
Let's test our connection. Internet.
Let's go.
Yan yun? So, are we ready, guys?
Game.
And 3, 2.
Apple.
Box.
Banana.
Aww. Wow, may 1 point si Trency. Okay. Okay.
Nauna kasi.
Okay. Oh, nga eh. Restart again. And 3, 2. America.
Blessed.
Cushion.
Demonic.
Egg.
Phenomenal. Malepi pala yun.
Ano na?
Ano yun?
With an F. Para mas may ano, malakas yung feelings.
Ay. Girl.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal acting.
Phenomenal
from the F. Actors. Dead, here
grabe.
In past lives.
Grabe, kailangan ko ibalik yung diploma ko.
I feel like that deserves a point for Pia. Pia and I. So, 1 point na tayo lahat.
Okay,
start again. And 3, 2, 1, go!
Arab.
Ano sabi mo?
Arab.
Okay.
Bridgerton.
Boston.
Fuck.
Oh.
O, tuna si Pia.
Pia, 2 points. Is this the last round? Let's see. And 3, 2, 1, go!
Acorn.
Boom.
Coconut.
Deal.
Dollar.
Oh, ano ba yan? Monica, our connection is too intense. It's too intense, girl. We should stop this connection. It's too much.
Oh my God. And so we have a winner, guys. We have Pia by default. And probably because of Trency's phenomenal round. Pia wins this game, guys.
Because Trency is like a phoenix.
Because I live in the Philippines. Alam mo, ito yung sabi ko, inyun ko yun kay DK kasi that's something DK would say.
Oo, totoo yan. Sabihin ko rin yan.
I think so too. I think so too.
Check.
And so, guys, that is our episode on Past Lives again. Thank you for reaching it till the end. Baka kasi may hinahanap pa kayong gustong i-discuss kasi andami, sa totoo lang, andami pa namin gustong ikwento, andami pong pwedeng i-discuss. So, katok lang kayo. Mag-message lang kayo, guys, on Instagram, on Twitter. Let's meet up. Let's talk about the film because
come on.
It's so fantastic.
Film with a PH.
At magtitigan na rin tayo while at it. So, thank you for watching, for listening to our episode, and we hope to see you in the next.
Yay! Salamat!
Yay! Kamsahamnida!
Kayo ang aming mga inyun.
Yes.
Inyun na nagdala si inyo sa amin.
Oo,
dito.
Inyun.
Correct.
Uh-oh. Inyun then, yung lahat.
Quickie na lang to, dahil nakalimutan ko balikan yung alak. Explain nyo kung bakit yan yung napili nyo in explaining, in expressing your inyun. I can start. Your inyun experience. Ito po ay isang, ay, hindi makita, mango gin. Because, like, the story that I mentioned earlier was actually from my youth. And basically, back in our youth, mix lang tayo ng mix ng drink. Ng fruit and alcohol. And I thought this was, like, the perfect drink to represent that. Oh. I thank you from the Philippines.
Ito, sa akin, ubus na. But mine is actually a mix of whiskey and beer because basically beer, so whiskey in its earlier stages bago siya distill ay isa siyang beer. So in yun, connection, parang kabataan, kapag di ka pa nadidistill, di ka pa nalalagay sa cask, wala ka, untainted ka pa, wala ka pang any of those flavors that the world has to give you. Beer ka pa lang, pero nun, pag nalagay ka na sa cask, ayan na. That's what's forming you, giving you character and flavor and all those layers. Mm-hmm. That's why. This is my drink, my inyun for tonight.
Ako. Okay, yung inyun drink ko is, it's actually not so complicated because that is what inyun is. It's not so complicated. And I don't want to complicate it too much with a concoction. So mine is plain soju. You drink it straight up because it is what it is. Just like inyun. It is what it is. Also, soju connects us. It's the inyun towards the Korean lovers that we shall soon have. I thank you, Bao.